Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rough Writers Radio. This is your host, the Rough Writer. Let's get right to it, shall we? Today's topic: anyone can be president if they have the right stuff. Trouble is, Bernie, you simply don't. Bernie, over the weekend, you won three super weenie primaries, okay? We're talking Alaska, the state of Washington, and Hawaii. The reason I say they're weenie wins. Let's just say they're weenie wins for you, Bernie. There's 9 million people in those three states. You know how many people actually showed up to vote? Because they're caucus states. Absolutely unrepresentative of the 9 million people in those three states. Alaska, Washington State, and Hawaii. A total of 65,000 people out of 9 million people in those three states actually cast their ballot for you. That is hardly the momentum is with us now. That is hardly a gargantuan win, Bernie. You have an ego even that far outstrips Donald Trump's. You're an egomaniac. No, Bernie, the momentum is definitely not with you. When you have 65,000 people out of a total of 9 million actually cast their votes for you. That's like 3% of the population. So forget about the big momentum. You ain't got it. And by the way, next week, you're going to have Wisconsin on the 5th, April 19th, New York. Hillary has that one in her hip pocket. April 26th, she's ahead by 25 points in that one, 30 points in New York. And in Wisconsin, she's up by 3 or 4. And in June the 7th, California, she's got a 47-38% lead. So let's get right back to the text here. Bernie, you say the right stuff, but you ain't got the right stuff. You'd be a great proponent for going to the moon and beyond, but for heaven's sakes, Bernie, you'd never be an astronaut. In that same vein, your advocacy for progressive causes is all well and good, but you are not the right guy to lead the others into battle. Bernie, you're a goddamn saint. Your morals are impeccable. You're a most righteous dude, but you're just too damn self-righteous, amigo. Bernie, you're a goddamn straight arrow. You don't have any peccadilloes in your past, as far as we know, but you're way, way, way too sanctimonious and self-serving. Oh, yes, you are. Free college tuition and free health care? Hey, send it up the flagpole. I'll salute it. That's a hell of a start, Bernie, baby. But guess what? There's just no way you're ever going to shove this shit through the Congress as it exists in our lifetime right now, 2016. You're not the guy for this, not with those bupkises in Congress right now, the GOP, the party of no, no, and no again. You ain't got the requisite stuff within you to go about this. You're a mouth, Bernie, right, a mouth. That's your real stock in trade. You're an intellectual rabble-rouser. You can agitate a crowd, bring them to their feet, but you aren't a deal maker, a guy who can work the Congress and work with Congress to spit out a reasonable facsimile of the kind of legislation that you're all about. Bernie, it's time to face facts. You'd make a great cheerleader in chief. Drum roll, please. But not, I repeat, not the commander-in-chief. I hate to be the one to bust your bubble and break it to you, tally boy, but there's more than a smattering of solid reality at work here. Again, Bernie, you just ain't got the right stuff to assume the role of president of the United States. You can, however, assume the role as president of our collective national conscience. There, that's a good role for you, and for that, we will always be indebted to you. That's it for tonight's episode. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. Remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, you decide, and the other idiots, Trump, Cruz, they will continue to stew and self-destruct in their self-induced formaldehyde.